Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a privilege and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, and no one or nothing can stop me from praising my God. Amen. I just want to praise God today because he is worthy of the praise, glory, and the honor in my life and in everything that I do. I continually ask that you pray for me. Pray for me in this ministry. Pray with me. Amen. Pray with me and pray that the Lord gives me clarity. Amen. And everything that he would have for me to do. I'm a woman of God on purpose, filled with great power. Amen. I will not be stopped. Amen. Praise God. My favorite scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 13. And I'm just going to turn there for a minute because I need to be reminded. We need to be reminded that we will not be stopped. We will continue to move forward to do those things that God has called us to do. And we need to constantly be in his face. We need to be on our faces and in his face to find out what it is that God has us to do for every particular day in our lives. Amen. We can no longer go on what God has told us to do. We must go with what God is telling us to do. So we need to be in relationship with God. We need to be seeking his face. We need to be praising him in the morning when we wake up. We need to be in the Word to find out what God has to say to us on any given day through his Word. We need to be praising him throughout the day and praising him at night when we go to bed, when we lay our heads down to take our rest for that particular night. We need to thank God for the day. Amen. Thank God for the day. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm thanking God for the day. Amen. I'm thanking God for the day that he saved me. I'm thanking God for the day that he sent someone to tell me about his love. Amen. And praise God. Luke 13:32. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. 13:31. Let's start with verse 31. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. And here I'm going to continue. Verse 34 says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Amen. And praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. And what Jesus is saying here is that he must go to where the Lord has sent him to go. And he had to do what God had sent him to do. Amen. And it's amazing that he had been sent to the children of Jerusalem. He had been sent to Jerusalem to save Jerusalem from her sin. He had been sent to gather the children of Jerusalem, God's children, that God had a plan for, the same people that God had made a covenant with, the same children that God had such a soft spot in his heart for, the same children that had turned their backs on God. And Jesus came to gather the children of Jerusalem, and when there was a threat that came to tell him, look, we need to go someplace else. We need to leave this place and go someplace else because Herod is after you and he wants to kill you. Jesus stood flat-footed and said, I will not go. I will not run. I will not turn from the plan that God has for me. You go ahead and you tell him that I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will reach my goal. But he said, in any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For surely no prophet can die outside of Jerusalem. And what he was saying is, I'm going to go where God has told me to go, and I'm going to do what God has told me to do. And I'm not worried about my life. I'm not worried about what people are saying about me, what people are trying to do to me. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward, and I know that I can't die until I reach my goal. And that's a word for someone on today. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body and not the soul, because they can do whatever they want to your body, but your soul belongs to God. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And we should have no fear, because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he has given you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen and praise God. And that's part of the word that I have for you today. I want to talk to you today about choices, the choices that we make. Amen. I want to talk to you about some of the choices that we make and the impact that they have on our lives. I want to talk to you about how to make the proper choices and not to make choices that are going to be harmful to us. So let us pray. I'm going to just go into a time of prayer as I do every single show. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We magnify your name on today. We glorify your name. We lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord, for power. We thank you, Lord, for purpose. We thank you, Lord, for provision. We thank you, Lord, for salvation, that Jesus Christ came and lived and died so that we could have life and have that life eternally with you and also have life more abundantly. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that tunes in to listen to this show via archive or even live. I pray that you will bless the hearts of the listeners, Father God, that you will give them answers to their questions and solutions to their problems, Father God. I pray that you would give them the new life that you have granted me. I pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, meet in each and every person where they are, Father God, and help them, Lord, to have the victory in life as you have helped me, Lord. I declare provision and peace and prosperity in the lives of those who will listen, Father God, and I declare, Father God, that your word is true and that your word has been sent to heal them, to deliver them, to set them free from the bondage of their past, the bondage of past pain, past hurts, the bondage of the enemy, Lord. I ask that you will help them to make the right choices, Father God, no matter what they're confronted with, that they will have the wisdom of Christ dwelling in them and ruling and abiding in their lives. So, Father God, I give this 30 minutes to you and ask that you have your way in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We lift up this prayer to you. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel God. You know, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the fact that he is God. Amen. And that God has come into my life in such a mighty way. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all that is in me. I love the Lord. And I know that there are some people out there who are listening on a regular basis. And you, like I, love the Lord. You love the Lord like I love the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And it's been a rough, it's been a strange, I won't say rough because it hasn't really impacted me that much, but it's been a strange week. It has been a strange week, a strange 7 days. Amen. And I have had to make some choices. Amen. And praise God. And some of them, they seem like the right choice, but in the end, it was not the right choice. It did that. That particular thing did not work out. And there will be times when you will be confronted with making a choice, and you are going to have to decide which way you're going to go. So the first thing that I want to say is when it's time to make that choice, the first thing that I want to say is you must pray. You must pray and offer that thing up to God. Say, God, this is what I have been confronted with. This is the choice that I have been offered. This is the choice that I have to make. Which way do I go? Ask the Lord which way he would have you to go. And, you know, I'm prepared for this today. I am so prepared for this today because I have had to make some choices during the past week. I received a notification that there were going to be some restrictions on my ministry. And I decided that because there were going to be restrictions on my ministry that I was just going to get on up out of there and go someplace else to minister. As I got to the other place, it was a very welcoming place, and my ministry was very much welcome there. However, they wanted me to have some advertising, advertising attached to my ministry. These particular people wanted me to attach some advertising to my ministry that is not conducive to my beliefs, is not conducive to what I believe according to the word of God. And, you know, my Bible tells me that it says woe is the one who causes any one of these little ones to fall. And I am not the one to be having a woe over my life. I want the blessings of the Lord over my life. And even though I could handle it, I could handle the advertising, but just barely, because I tell you, every time that I looked at this particular ad, it just vexed my spirit. And, you know, my spirit is so pure. You may say, come on, Pastor Rebecca, you can't be for real. It is not all of that, and it does not take all of that, but I have to tell you that I am for real. I am for real. I am very much for real, and it is all of that. I have to keep myself so pure, so consecrated, because I know that the devil tried to kill me. I know that there go I but for the grace of God. I know that if it were not for God in my life, I would be dead today. I know that Jesus Christ changed my life. I know that it's the word of the Lord that keeps me excited about getting up in the morning. I know that I cannot go to certain places. I cannot do certain things, and I cannot be around certain people. I know this for a fact in the name of Jesus. And I know that certain things just taint my spirit. They just vex my spirit. And I do not want to be the one to make allowances for things that I don't believe in, that I don't agree with. I have to make a stand, and that's what I'm telling you on today. You have to make a stand. I have a new book coming out, Pump Up the Power, and I'm excited about this book. Get the Life You Want is the subtitle, but this book is powerful, and one of the chapters, there are 43 principles in this book about how you can have the life that you want, the life that God ordained for you to have. One of the principles in this book is make up your mind about what you believe and then stand on that belief. Do not waver. Do not go back and forth about what you believe. And that's what the book of James talks about when James says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And that person cannot expect to receive anything from God. Make up your mind. Make up your mind how much you're going to tolerate. Make up your mind what you're going to line up with. Make up your mind what you're going to endorse. And then stand on that. Do not waver. Do not waver. Do not go back and forth with your belief. Amen. You must believe. You must believe. Believe what you believe and stand on what you believe. Amen. But this choice that I had to make, my ministry wasn't welcome, so I just said, I'm getting on up out of here. And maybe I should have spent more time praying, because maybe some of that was pride, because I remember thinking, I'm going to do my ministry the way that I'm going to do it. And I need to repent in the name of Jesus and say, I'm going to do my ministry the way that God wants me to do it, because it is God who put me out here. It is God who told me to do what I do, and I do ministry in various ways, through the radio, through the internet. I have an internet group. I do ministry with my books. I do ministry in the church. But I have to remember, and you have to remember, that you have to do everything that you do as unto the Lord. Amen. You have to remember that what you're doing is not about you. And it's not up to you to determine how you're going to do what you do. Go ahead and consult with God and ask God, how is it that he wants you to do this ministry that he has given you to do? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Amen, and praise God. And verse 15 says, Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. We have to realize that if you don't have, let me help you right now with making choices. When it comes to making choices, you have to realize that if you don't have a peace about that decision that you've made, then chances are it's the wrong choice. If you don't have a peace about some place that you go, when you go there and you feel all messed up in your spirit, or you feel little twinges of conviction, or you feel yourself getting uneasy or feeling stress in your shoulders, if you don't have a peace about where you're going, what you're doing, and certain behaviors that you may display in your life, if you don't have a peace about that thing, then chances are that you are not on track. Chances are that you have gotten off the path. You have gotten off the path that God wants you to follow. The path, the word says, that God directs our steps with his word. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And if you go someplace to do ministry and you don't have a peace in your heart, if you don't have a, I'm going to stand no matter what they think about me, no matter what they say about me, I'm going to stand. If you don't have that in your heart, then chances are that you have made a wrong turn. And the great thing about making bad choices or making ill-informed choices or choices that you really don't have a lot of knowledge about or choices that may be just wrong, they may just have been the wrong choice. The good thing about making wrong choices is that God does allow U-turns, amen. God is gracious, amen. And God, you have to realize that God knows every thought that you're going to think before you think it. And God honors faith. So even when you're making choices, the important thing about making choices is that you make that choice in faith. If you believe that that is what God will have you to do, then go ahead and do it. If you believe that that is where God will have you to be, if you believe it in your heart and you have peace about it when you're there, or you have peace about it when you do what you do, if you have that peace and you believe that it's God, that it is of God, then you go ahead and do it, because chances are that it is God. But if it does not line up with the word of God, if it is contrary and if it contradicts the word of God, then you cannot continue to do that thing, even if you have peace, because now that peace is deceptive. The peace is really you being deceived by the enemy. Amen. Amen. And this is what happened to me. I went into this new place to do my ministry, and as I got there, I was very welcome. They welcomed me with open arms, and they wanted to give me anything that I wanted. But what I realized when I went there for a couple of additional times and I started to look around, what I realized is that there were some things going on that I did not agree with. There were some things going on that I would not endorse. And if you have things going on in a place where you believe that God has sent you that you would not endorse, and your very presence there endorses those things, then you are in sin, not intentional sin, and maybe not really sin unless you stay. But if you continue to stay in that place and you don't leave, then you are in sin. You are against the will of God. So when your spirit convicts you of anything, then it is time for you to make a different choice, to make a different decision. So when it comes to choices, sometimes we are so gung-ho. Sometimes we just want to do what God has given us to do, and we will do anything to make that thing happen. But we have to realize that God has not only given us a spirit of love, a spirit of power, but he has also given us a sound mind. Amen. You have a sound mind. You have the ability to make right decisions. And if those decisions turn out to be wrong, you have the options to change your choice. You have the option to change your choice because there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. If you unintentionally walk up into the wrong place, or if God is telling you to move and you end up going to the wrong place, he may be telling you to change your job, to change your church. He may be telling you to change the group of people that you are hanging out with. And if you make that change and look around you and find out that you have taken the wrong job, that you have joined the wrong church, that you have gotten in cahoots with the wrong group of people, then guess what? It is time for you to get up out of there. You have a choice to make another move. Bust the move, and get up out of there. Do not let anything, and I'm going to say this boldly, do not let anything contaminate your spirit. Weigh one against the other, and then go with what the Lord is telling you to do. Pray. Continue to pray. Continue to read your word. Read your Bible for yourself. Even if you're going to church every Sunday and you just love your pastor, make sure that you open your Bible and you read that scripture for yourself. Go home and read your Bible, not just on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Because if you are not reading your Bible, you are not going to be privy to the plans that God has for you. Yes, he does reveal things by his Spirit, but he has also given us the Word of God contained within the pages of your Bible so that you can have basic instructions before leaving earth. While you are walking this walk, you are going to be instructed by the Word of God. It said in that scripture that I read, let the Word of God, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let that Word dwell on the inside of you. Get that Word on the inside of you and let it emanate throughout your entire being, so that when you open your mouth, you will be speaking the Word of God. So that when you see something that is not right, you will say, it's time for me to get out of here. And you will continue to be in the will of God if you do these things. Stay in relationship with God. Maintain your relationship with God. In Romans chapter 12. And this is helping me, amen, praise God, to remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing. When I think about the book of Luke 13:32, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They didn't want his ministry there. They did not want his ministry there. I read here in Luke 13:32 how, even not 13:32, because it was the Lord that had me go a little bit further, because I normally stop where it says a prophet cannot die outside of Jerusalem. But here in chapter 13, hallelujah, here in chapter 13:34, it says, it says in 34, okay, praise the Lord. It talks about, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. Amen. So they did not want Jesus in Jerusalem. They were trying to kill Jesus, just like they killed all of the other prophets that the Lord sent to them. And that's what's going to happen. Everybody is not going to be receiving of your ministry. That is what I have to say. Everybody's not going to be receiving of your ministry. Everyone does not want to hear about Jesus. Everyone does not want to hear about God. Everyone is not going to just open the door wide open for you to come and talk about the gospel or preach the gospel or try to save the world. Everybody is not going to welcome you, and you have to receive that in the name of Jesus, knowing that Jesus went up against the same opposition, and he continued to press forward. He said, I must keep going. He said, I must keep going. I must keep going today and tomorrow, because surely I cannot die outside of Jerusalem. I cannot die until my purpose is fulfilled. By the same token, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's why I said, when it comes to making choices, you must stay in the Word of God. You cannot be transformed to the things of this world or the ways of this world, how other people are doing things, but you must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You cannot conform to what is going on in the world. The world makes everything look acceptable, but you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the Word of God, through the written Word of God, through the preached Word of God, through your prayer time with God, through the Spirit of God. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you will be able to know what the right choice is. And the right choice is the good. The right choice is God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. You will know that you're in God's will when your spirit doesn't convict you because of the choices that you make. You will know that you're in God's will, that you're making the right choices when your choices are not harmful to someone else. You will know that you're in God's will, that you're making the right choices when you are letting that Word of God dwell richly in you. And that Word is all that comes up out of you. That Word will stand up and say, this isn't right. It's just not right. That Word of God will stand up on the inside of you and say, no, no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to do that. And you have to heed the instructions of the Word. You will know that you're making the right choices when you're not going along with the program just because it's easy or just because it's the point of least resistance or the path that is giving you the least resistance or the least opposition. You're not just in a place just because it's easy to be in that place. Because Jesus didn't walk like that. Jesus went some places that it was very hard for him to be. He went back to Jerusalem to die. Remember, we can't forget the fact that Jesus was on his way in Luke chapter 13. He was on his way back to Jerusalem to die. So sometimes God will send you back to Jerusalem. Sometimes God will send you back to a place that you got out of in a haste. You said, I'm getting up out of here. This is not the right place for me. But make sure that it's God sending you back. And make sure that you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind on a daily basis. Let the Word of Christ dwell richly in you. Because it's really about you having life and having life more abundantly. It's really about you being in the perfect, pleasing, and good will of God. It's really about God working his will through you, amen, and your life being a testimony to others. So make the right choices. Let God guide you. And if you find that you've made a wrong choice, don't feel bad. Just turn around and go the right way. Don't push up against closed doors. And don't walk through every open door, because sometimes the open door might not be the door that God has opened for you. Sometimes that open door may be a distraction from where God really wants you to be going. Amen and praise God. So make some right choices. I've made some choices, and I still have some choices to make. I am still praying and asking God to have his way, have his way. But one thing that I thought about was the fact that Jesus Christ didn't let anybody stop him from doing what God had called him to do. And I want to be like Jesus. And I want you to be like Jesus. I'm not going to let anybody stop me from doing what God has called me to do. And I'm exhorting you not to let anybody stop you from doing what the Lord has called you to do. Amen, and praise God. So make some right choices. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you. He really does love you, and he has a great plan for you. Get into relationship with him. Read your Bible. Pray. Go to church. Hear a good word. Amen. And continue to seek his face for the right choices in your life. Remember, God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.